We're all really busy people. And sometimes that amount of activity can build our self-esteem because we feel we're in control of our lives, but sometimes it can undermine self-esteem and self-worth because we feel we're not in control. This is the overwhelm. And this is the going crazy. This is too much detail, too many things, too much stuff. I received some great advice once, and this was perhaps 15 years ago, from a woman in the National Speakers Association, a very famous speaker. She's in the Hall of Fame. Her name is Glenna Salisbury. And Glenna and I were just chatting one day, and she said to me, you know, I find that I can get a great deal done if I simply focus on what's in front of me. I said, what do you mean? She said, whatever is coming next, I focus on, and I make sure I'm ready and prepared, and I do it well, then I focus on the next thing. I don't spend a lot of time, she said, focusing on the second, third, and fifth thing on my list, or what's a week away, or a month away, or a year away. And at first I said, well, my goodness, that sounds like it's almost irresponsible in that you have to plan for things in the future. But then I realized that you can undermine yourself tomorrow by worrying about what happens next week. And so I began practicing it, and I found that she's exactly right. Focus on what's exactly ahead of you. What's in your headlights? You know, when you're on a dark road and your headlights pick something up in the road, you shouldn't be concerned with what's around the next bend. You should be concerned with what's immediately ahead of you. So my advice to you, if you want to get unstuck and you want to get away from the overwhelm, is look at what is the most important thing facing you in the short term and convince yourself that you're ready to deal with it successfully. Not perfectly, but successfully. And if you're ready to deal with it successfully, then you can spend some time on the next big thing. But I found that really successful people get very eager, not nervous, eager to deliver the next thing they have to deliver, whether it's a speech or coaching or consulting or a book or any kind of help, they're eager to do it. And then when they finish that, they're eager to do the next thing. So I would suggest to you that if you focus on what's directly in front of you, so to speak, you'll find yourself with a lot more purpose. You'll find yourself with a lot more direction. You'll feel that you're a lot more in control of your life and your fate and your destiny. And that will fulfill you. Doing something really well is fulfilling. And the best way to do that is to focus on that which is directly ahead of you. Now, there are some things that are minor. You can think about at any time. You have to go to the store to get supplies. You have to make sure you return someone's call. That's all fine. But I'm talking about key things in your life and key things in your business. What's the first thing you see of that gravitas, of that importance, of that priority? Make sure you're happy with it and you're going to do it well before you worry about doing something else. Otherwise, I wouldn't be recording this. I'd be too worried about the one I have to do in 6 weeks.